Blackstone Audio presents One Perfect Shot, A Posadas County Mystery by Stephen F. Havill. Chapter 1.
I thought he was asleep, Evie Truman whispered.
She stood with her arms crossed over her ample chest, shoulders hunched so far forward that the outboard ends of her clavicles were in danger of touching. Her feet, shod in simple house slippers, shuffled in the red dust of Highland Avenue. Her lower lip quivered. No one is ever prepared to be a witness, to be the first to arrive on a nasty scene. Evie didn't need to whisper. There we stood in the hot sun of that late August Tuesday afternoon with no one within 100 feet to overhear our conversation. The insects and songbirds continued their enterprises as if nothing humans did surprised them. Evie's broad face crumpled a little more as she watched the bulky red EMT rig approach, its gruff diesel muttering. Farther down Highland Avenue, deputies Robert Torres and Tom Mears discussed with Posadas coroner Dr. Emerson Clark how the elderly medical examiner might clamber on board the towering road grader without risking damage to his arthritic, creaky body. Dr. Clark had wasted no time responding to our call. He hadn't been deep in some patient's bowels or off at Elephant Butte fishing, but the old man didn't look eager. For her part, Evie showed no inclination to trudge back and join in that discussion with the coroner. She didn't want another look at the limp, bloody corpse. I didn't think she had much more to tell us. Other than promoting community relations, I wasn't accomplishing a whole lot by standing in the hot sun digging at sand chiggers who migrated up my socks and commiserating about how miserable it was to discover a corpse cooking and blowing.